When I told him that I meant to live in Paris for a while and had taken an apartment, he reproached me bitterly for not having let him know. He would have found me an apartment himself and lent me furniture. Did I really mean that I'd gone to the expense of buying it? And he would have helped me to move in. He really looked upon it as unfriendly that I'd not given him the opportunity of making himself useful to me. Meanwhile, Mrs. Strova sat quietly mending her stockings without talking, and she listened to all he said with a quiet smile on her lips. "So you see, I'm married," he said suddenly. "What do you think of my wife?" He beamed at her and settled his spectacles on the bridge of his nose. The sweat made them constantly slip down. "What on earth do you expect me to say to that?" I laughed. "Really, Dirk," put in Mrs. Strova, smiling. "But isn't she wonderful? I tell you, my boy, lose no time. Get married as soon as ever you can. I'm the happiest man alive. Look at her sitting there. Doesn't she make a picture? Chardin, huh? I've seen all the most beautiful women in the world. I've never seen anyone more beautiful than Madame Dirk Strova." "If you don't be quiet, Dirk, I shall go away, mon petit chou," he said. She flushed a little, embarrassed by the passion in his tone. His letters had told me that he was very much in love with his wife, and I saw that he could hardly take his eyes off her. I could not tell if she loved him. Poor Pantaloon, he was not an object to excite love, but the smile in her eyes was affectionate, and it was possible that her reserve concealed a very deep feeling. She was not the ravishing creature that his lovesick fancy saw, but she had a grave comeliness. She was rather tall, and her grey dress, simple and quite well cut, did not hide the fact that her figure was beautiful. It was a figure that might have appealed more to the sculptor than to the costumier. Her hair, brown and abundant, was plainly done. Her face was very pale, and her features were good without being distinguished. She had quiet, grey eyes. She just missed being beautiful, and in missing it was not even pretty. But when Strova spoke of Chardin, it was not without reason, and she reminded me curiously of that pleasant housewife in her mob cap and apron whom the great painter has immortalized.